the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for tuning in today. And you're going to be rewarded for having done that because you're going to meet about 10 students this hour that all have a couple things in common. They all go to Shaler Area Middle School. And they also all are part of the winning team for the Fairchild Challenge. The Fairchild Challenge is a national program that is conducted locally by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. And it's our pleasure to partner again with them. I think this may be our fourth or fifth year in doing this together. And it's a program that is designed to help kids develop a greater understanding of environment and ecology, and perhaps a different understanding too. Most kids have a pretty good understanding, but the possibilities here are to sort of open and widen horizons. And the challenge this time around resulted in an illustrated book of haiku poems. I'm going to first give you a chance to meet the students that are here with me, and we'll talk about what the exact challenge was. And I'm going to start with you. And if you could just tell us your name, the grade you're in, and if you'd like to say hi to anybody, this is a good time to do it. So go ahead.
Hello, I'm Richard. I'm in seventh grade.
And any shout-outs or anything? Who's here with you today?
Who brought you? My parents are with me, my mom and dad.
Great, and we'll move on to you.
Hello, I'm Eddie. I'm in seventh grade. I wrote my poem. My mom took me here today. She often listens to this on her free days when she doesn't have to go to work on Saturdays. So
she has good taste, and I'd like to talk with her employer to make sure she's always off. And you, so you wrote for this, and Richard, did you write as well, or did you
illustrate? I did the illustration.
I see. And then we have two more, and you all are in seventh grade. And oh, I won't get it wrong. I was going to say I have a 50-50 chance. Are you Maddie and Maddie?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that makes it easy. One of you is Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E.
That's me.
That's you. So M-A-D-I?
Yeah.
And what's the first initial of your last name?
M.
Maddie M. And what did you do for the project?
I wrote and illustrated mine.
You did both. And then our other Maddie, what's your first initial of your last name?
M.
Oh, boy. Okay, so, we'll just call you Maddie 2. Maddie 1 and Maddie. You guys are used to this, I'm sure. Are you good friends?
Yeah.
Yep. What was your project?
I wrote and illustrated my haiku.
Okay, would either of you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge who brought you here?
My parents brought me here, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my aunt and uncle.
Excellent. And how about you, Maddie, too?
My mom brought me here.
Excellent. So what was the project? What was the challenge you were given? Can anybody tell me, please?
It was about recognizing what you are interested in nature and describing something that you find interesting in nature.
So, and this is Eddie that's talking. So you had to first actually have, you know, an identification process, mm-hmm. and think about what it is that you would choose. And were these individual choices?
Yes, you could choose what you were writing about in nature, as long as it was a haiku.
And what kind of criteria did you use to make that choice? Were you given any by Fairchild, or did you just use your heart and your own mind to think about? I see Maddie 1 is nodding. Is that kind of the way it went?
Yeah.
And can you tell me what your picks were? Were they things very specific or more generalized? Richard, what did you think about?
I've always wanted to have a treehouse in my backyard, so that kind of fit in.
Neat. How about you?
I wrote about birch trees.
Birch trees, like the white birch? Or
yeah.
Neat. What made you think of doing that, Eddie?
Well, Dr. Gerlach showed me picture of them, and it just was something I wanted to write about.
Yeah, they're really evocative. I had a birch tree in my backyard, and they're fragile, too. At least my memory is that they're really brittle.
They're very different.
And they'd be pretty poetic. Maddie's, how about you two? What did you focus on?
I wrote about autumn.
And that's actually my favorite season. I hate to play favorites, but I will with autumn. Is it one of yours, too?
Yeah, one of them, but summer's my favorite.
Is it? Summer's actually my least favorite, believe it or not. Although when I was in school, I think it was my favorite. Maddie, what did you choose?
I chose to write about this one tree just standing right alone on a hill.
And is it in your yard, or where is it located?
Well, I was just looking around on the internet, and I saw this really cool picture of just a tree alone with a very, like, night sky turning into dusk, and so I just thought it was really pretty, so I decided to recreate it.
Now, it's exciting because your work was judged by a panel including a botanist, an artist, a poet, and a director of science education, so you should be pretty proud of having been selected. For those of you who wrote haiku, it's deceivingly simple, right? 5-7-5. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. But there is an implicit spirituality and sparseness that I think makes it incredibly robust and challenging. Let's talk about that process. Was it something that was hard to do? Did you find yourself kind of redrafting and rethinking as you did it, Eddie?
It was a little tricky. You just kind of have to think about it for a while, like what you're going to say about it or really what you want to write about. You have to think about it deeply.
And so it sounds like it really is something. Usually when we write narratives or even longer poems, you might be writing and taking notes. This more sounds like something you think about, and once you get it in your head, you maybe write it down.
Yes.
Did any of you pick special words to use as kind of a launching point, descriptive words at all? No, did you?
I kind of used like pale because if you look at a birch tree, it almost, like, it's really pale and it looks almost freckled, very different, unusual.
That's a really good way to put it. Now, you, I'm curious, Richard, you talked about a treehouse and you did an illustration of it.
Yes.
How did you do it?
Well, like I said, I've always wanted to have a treehouse in my backyard. Well, I do have a treehouse in my backyard, but it is pretty small. And one day in school, I decided to design a new and bigger treehouse. And Dr. Gerlach, my gate teacher, thought it would look very nice, and it, like I said, it fits in nature around the block.
Yeah, it's great. It's like Frank Lloyd Wright. Or, you know, having a treehouse. Did you build it?
No.
But you did the design in the book.
Yeah, I did do the design.
Now, so did you guys actually make a physical book of all of your work? And can people, is it online at all for people to look at? Or where is it now?
It's on the Shaler homepage under Gate. You can find some of the pictures.
That's great. We'll link to that. If we haven't already, and make sure that other people can look at it. We're going to talk to your 8th grade counterparts in a minute, but does anybody have anything to mention about this program, about your teacher, Dr. Gerlach, or anything that I neglected to ask that you want to bring up? Congratulations to all of you. I just want to be sure that we mentioned everything. And I love the idea and the fact that you've combined art and poetry and also environment. It's great. So we're going to take a moment and just sort of reset. And we have a number of eighth graders that are here with us that are going to join us as we continue celebrating the Fairchild Challenge. Saturday Light Brigade. It's now 10 minutes before 11 here in the East. If you're listening in Phoenix, it's 10 minutes before 8. I was talking with, it's 10 minutes before 9. 10 before 9 if you're in Phoenix, which does not observe the time change. I was talking with DJ about, who called earlier from Blairsville, about getting those sorts of things right. And it is 8:50 in Phoenix right now. They're 2 hours behind Pittsburgh. Speaking of Blairsville and Indiana, by the way, Jim Rogers will be back next week. He's out this week, so you're hearing an additional 3 hours of the Saturday Light Brigade today. So now we have the eighth graders winning the Fairchild Challenge in Shaler, and as we did in our last segment, we're going to get a chance to meet each of them first, and that will be starting with you. And I think you're Zeke. You were here early, I know, this morning. Tell me about yourself, Zeke.
Well, I'm not in gate, but Miss Kelly and Dr. Garlock, they decided that I can, like, draw pictures since I like to draw, so I was an illustrator for it.
Great. And you're in eighth grade? Mm-hmm. And who can tell me what GATE stands for exactly? Can anybody? Go ahead. Oh, hang on. Let me get your mic on. Go ahead.
It stands for Gifted and Talented Education.
Thank you. Gifted and Talented Education. And as long as we're here, tell me your name.
Oh, I'm Zach.
Zach. So yeah. We went from Zeke to Zach. And Zach, you're in eighth grade?
Yes, I am.
Also? Mm-hmm. Great. And back to Zeke, do you want to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anyone?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my parents, and I want to give a shout-out to Miss Kelly.
Excellent. And we'll get back to Zach with that in a minute, but let's meet you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Grace.
And Grace, what did you do? Zeke mentioned he drew. What was your role in the project?
I was an illustrator.
Also an illustrator. And would you like to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to say hi to my parents and my brother.
Excellent. What's your brother's name?
Patrick.
Okay. And then who do we have here?
I'm Morgan. For the challenge, I wrote my own haiku, but then I illustrated someone else's haiku instead of my own.
That has to be fun, to illustrate somebody else's. There's a little bit of responsibility there.
Yeah.
In doing that. Do you want to say any shout-outs to anybody or hellos?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out to my parents and my grandma for bringing me here today.
Excellent. They are out there smiling. And let's see who we have over here. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Parker.
Hey, Parker. And what did you do?
I wrote a haiku.
And any shout-outs or hellos to anybody?
I want to say hello to my mom.
Excellent. And then we were talking with Zach a little bit earlier. What did you do?
I actually wrote a haiku for Richard's treehouse picture.
Oh, very good. So his picture inspired your haiku?
Yep, that's right.
That's great the way that works. And anybody to say hello to at all?
Shout out to my sisters.
Excellent.
Madison and Zoe.
Madison and Zoe. And then our sixth person in the eighth grade group, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. And what did you do?
I made an illustration for the book.
And any shout-outs? You know the drill by now.
Yeah, I want to say hi to my parents and my brother.
Excellent. What's your brother's name?
Dylan Brown.
So let's talk now more generally, and any of you can jump in about how this project may have changed or transformed you having gone through it. And I know that's a big question, but do you look at nature or language any differently, or how art and language intertwine at all? I'm curious. And I see Zach happily nodding his head, which means my question wasn't that crazy. What do you think?
It really made me think about nature in my own neighborhood.
Huh. Yeah. Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, walking home from school, I paid more attention to the trees and the leaves and just, you know, nature outside.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point, is you pass by the same things every day and you sometimes don't realize how they change and move back and forth, and doing something like this makes you pick up on things like that.
Yeah, it does.
Any other thoughts about that at all, Zeke? It looks like you were about to say something.
It showed me how detailed things were, like outside. Like, if you take a closer look, it shows you, like, all the details inside of things.
And as somebody who likes to draw, you must think about details a lot. Interesting. Can you give me an example of a couple details that maybe you never would have noticed before?
Like how the branches are on a tree. Like they don't just go straight up or straight down. They go in all different directions.
Yeah, that's a great observation. Any other observations to share, Zach?
Yeah, you really notice like the patterns in the leaves and, you know, the flowers and...
I'm curious about the intertwining, too, of the poetry and art, as well as how, you know, 17 syllables can convey so much power. Did anybody think about that at all, just the notion of how... you know, it's information overload now, right? And when you think about it, haikus were like one of the original tweets. You know, you were limited. It was syllables instead of characters. But it's a really, I think it's a neat constraint to have put on you. I don't know if any of you thought about that as you were developing haikus. I see you nodding your head, Morgan. Tell me more about that. Yeah, go ahead and just move that over to you.
You had to really think about different words and what would make it seem like you could visualize it more. Different words, you can't just use like good and nice. You have to use more visualizing words that'll help you get a good picture of it.
Like powerful words.
Yeah.
It's hard to think, but beneficial is a lot of syllables, but beneficial is much more powerful than just good.
Yeah.
Because it means good that also brings good to a particular person or organization. Does anybody want to share anything else about the process and about how it all went? Grace, I don't know if you would like to add anything. You wrote, is that correct?
No, I...
Oh, I'm sorry. You illustrated?
Yeah, I was an illustrator.
And tell me a little bit about what you made.
I illustrated dandelions, but I dried dandelions and took off the seeds and then glued it on the paper to look like it was blowing in the wind.
Oh, neat. So it was sort of a textured, 2D, but textured in the way you did it. Is that online, a picture of it that people can look at?
I believe.
I hope so, because I would like to look at it. Why did dandelions come to mind?
Whenever I see them, I always like, I don't know, I really like them, and I love how they can just blow in the wind and create new.
Yeah. Did you? I used to blow on them all the time when I was a kid, and I used to get yelled at for doing that because I was told I was making more weeds. That would just make me do it more. I want to be sure everybody had a chance to talk. You, anything else to add about what you did, Kevin?
I made an illustration for like a beach kind of thing, and it wasn't like sort of like a regular kind of beach with like palm trees. I kind of added like kind of not like grass, but like different kind of plants around it, so it wasn't just like a regular type of beach that comes to mind. It was more like a creek kind of thing.
Nice. That sounds very nice. And Parker, tell me about what you did.
I wrote a haiku about mushrooms.
A haiku? You don't remember it, do you?
No.
No, but about mushrooms. What made you think about mushrooms as a topic?
Well, I just see them all around, like, sometimes, like, in grass.
Yeah, after a big rain, they seem to come up. Well, like mushrooms, but they really come out of nowhere, it seems. Well, congratulations to all of you. I mean, here we are with 10 seventh and eighth graders, and you have an awesome teacher for being here this morning, and Dr. Gerlach. Do you want to mention anything else that I may have not had a chance to ask you about, or any hellos or anything? And how about for the seventh graders? Anything we missed? Great. Well, thank you for being here, and go Titans. It's a terrific school district, and I'm really happy to know that you won the Fairchild Challenge.